Dan's Drive-In Double Feature presents A Minute to Dismember, episode 50. Hooray! Minute 43. We're deep in the middle of Mary's dream. Three people, possibly four, I think three though, are stabbing her a lot. Let's continue.
Adam.
Mary's dream finally ends, but not after she's been stabbed, 43, 50 times. You see what I did there? Welcome to the seventh week to dismember, everybody. We are deep, deep into the movie now. Vicky had her long dream in the previous minute, and Mary's having her dream now. Well, her dream finished about halfway through the minute, and we can sort of, I guess, compare and contrast the sisters. Vicky's dream, after being in a mental hospital for several years, is having sex, psychedelic sex. Mary's dream is getting stabbed a lot and making sex noises. So I don't want to know what Billy's dream is. I don't think the dad dreams. The mom might. But yeah, so it's interesting sort of comparison there between the two sisters' dreams. The Mary's dream, yeah, is pretty gory. As I mentioned previously, it's all like pretty much all like fake knives and things. Like people are like one of them like stabs her behind the ear, but the angle's wrong, so you can really sort of just see like the fake knife blade sort of touches the edge of her face underneath her ear, and then immediately it retracts. But there's still a lot of gore around. There's one axe coming down on like a wound, makeup wound, open wound, and there three of the people are stabbing her, and the dream ends with them stabbing her in the stomach, just over and over again. The final shot, well, this the penultimate shot of the dream is Vicky getting stabbed by all three of them in the stomach at the same time, and then you see a negative shot. And I don't mean like, this is really negative. This is bringing me down. I mean, in negative shot of Vicky's face. And then Vicky wakes up, does that thing where, you know, she lurches all the way up and lets out those odd, slightly subdued screams. But she lets them out. And there's a really weird moment, too, where she wakes up, screams, and then I can't remember if it was once or twice, but we actually see, strange enough, we see her body still on the ground. And let's see if I can do it here. Here's the next shot of her in negative. She screams. There's the body. Screams. There's the body. Screams. There's the body. Oh, three times. Good gravy. I didn't realize it was that many times. So she wakes up screaming, but she's still seeing the image of herself covered with blood on the floor, dead. And oddly enough, it looks like she's wearing pantyhose in there. I don't know if that's odd. I thought she was like in a nightgown, but it looks like from the sort of the sheen off her legs, I can't see her feet that well, unfortunately, but it looks like she's wearing pantyhose, which seems a little strange to me, but maybe that's some part of the dream too. Maybe we'll learn there's some kind of stalking psychosis that goes along with being Mary Kent. I don't know, but we'll find out. What else? Let's see. Yeah, Mary wakes up screaming, and then we get some great stuff from Mom, where Mom and Dad are in that really uncomfortable-looking bed together. And all of a sudden, Mom kind of bolts up out of bed when she hears the scream. And she looks around. It's funny because the way it's lit, there's sort of a light shining on the two of them sleeping. Dad's turned away, so you can only see sort of his side. But the light is sort of shining down on Mom. And when she bolts upright, hearing the sound, she goes out of the light, sort of into darkness. So it's kind of like they've lit the space where they're like I don't know, their stomachs are. Like, they didn't light the space where their sort of stomachs are, but they lit the space where their faces were, which I guess means you could see their faces better. But when she has the reaction, suddenly she goes from light to dark, and it's a bit of a weird moment. And good old Ma. So she bolts upright, looks around, hears the two screams, she bolts upright, looks around, and then leans back into bed. And then it cuts to Mary, she screams some more, and it looks like Mom's fallen right asleep again. Maybe she wasn't fully awake, but this time she wakes up and says, "Adam, Adam, Adam." I don't know why she can't get up and you know, check on her 27-year-old daughter who seems to be screaming. But, hey, you know, I'm not one of the Kents. So, yeah, Mary's screaming. Her dream is over. She said her family was killing her, but the people we saw in the dream weren't obviously her family. They were the trio that got killed, the people that got killed earlier in the movie, as I've said, and who I think were their family, her family in the original trailer that we started everything off with. So Mary had a bit of a rough dream, and she doesn't seem to be. Remember, I mentioned that it looks like in the dream she's sleeping in Vicky's room. But actually, she wakes up, and there's that awful wood paneling behind her. It looks like it could be the same room. I'm not 100% certain. Does it really matter? I don't know. But that's just strange. Maybe Vicky's under the bed or something? So yeah, so stabby stabs. Mary's awake, and she looks disturbed. Mom's awake, and she doesn't really look like she cares. And Dad will probably be awake soon. Where's Billy during all this? Again, I don't want to go to Billy's dream. I bet his dream is just kind of dumb, to be honest. You know what I mean? Like, it's probably just something really dumb. That's our Billy. All right. Minute 43. Wow. So the movie's 69 or 70 minutes long, so we got less than a half an hour left here, folks. Hey, thanks for keeping up with me here for 50 episodes of this nonsense. I mean, 50 episodes, the average episode's been like 8 or 9 minutes. So good gravy, like 400 minutes? Is that right? 5, 8, 0, 40. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Wow. Thanks everyone for listening. Is that over 6 hours of this? Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, yeah, we're gonna wrap this one up since half of it was more or less more shots of what we talked about in the last minute and a half. I'm gonna end it here, and we will see why Mom is waking up her husband rather than going herself to see what the screaming is about. I like to think that the mom by this point in her life, you know, it's like she's probably resigned herself to the fact that her kids are never going to leave the house, or they're going to go to an asylum and then come back. So she's like, unless she hears like a real volley of screams in the middle of the night, although technically isn't it only like 10 o'clock? Didn't we establish that last time? It's like 10 p.m. I think sort of unless she hears a volley of screams, then it's not worth getting up for. You know, I can sleep through this one. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. You give her two more. Five screams or more, we check it out. Four screams or less or fewer, we go back to sleep. Well, it's week 7. The commentary, Doris is still telling her story about being on HBO that I mentioned in the last one, and I won't go into that. But, yeah, she's still talking about that through most of the time. But the tag we have on here is a fun... I think it's fun. And she's talking about the HBO thing, and Chuck is talking about how there was another cameraman in that footage that HBO shot. I'm still not 100% sure what she's referring to. Is it the Incredibly Strange Film Show? I thought that showed on like A&E here or something. Well, anyways, please enjoy the Week 7 end music and the tag. Talk to you later.
And there are people that haven't spoken to me that I've heard.
Some guy named Bo something. I don't know.
What?
You're using some cameraman named Bo.
No, Bo didn't shoot.
Untalented people. I don't know why.
What are you talking about? Chuck, let me tell you something. There are people.
Go with people who have been around for 100 years.
Let me finish. They talk about women talking.